From K101, your undisputed tri-state sports leader, this is Round Ball Roundup.
Left hand up, under, gets the foul, and the bucket drops.
Tonight's high school basketball is brought to you by Bank 7, where their best investment is you. H&R Block. Block has your back. Call 580-256-6623 to visit with your local Woodward H&R Block today. And Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs.
A little baby hook won't drop, but a rebound and a put back.
And now, with the call of tonight's games, here's Trent Caldwell.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Shattuck, Oklahoma, here in Ellis County for the finale of what's been a fantastic Shattuck shootout coming up here on K101. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Trent Caldwell, and we are just getting wrapped up a fifth-place game, which looked to be almost in hand by Boise City, but a storm of threes by Balcos cut it to three with 6.3 seconds left. So much like yesterday, we thought we were just going to be able to come on the air here, but a magical run of a couple and-ones and some threes that brought the Balco Bison right back into it. But we're not going to have – we might have the tail end of that one. We're going to have a third-place and a championship games upcoming for you. And it starts first with the girls' third-place game between the Shattuck Lady Indians, the home team, and the Balco Lady Bison, the 18th-ranked team in Class B. That's going to be our third-place game, and we'll follow that one up quickly with right after that with Laverne and Sayre on the boys' side in the third-place game. And then the championship games. It'll be 8th-ranked Arnett taking on the Laverne Lady Tigers for the girls' title, and then the boys' title is going to pit the home team Shattuck Indians against the 18th-ranked Visai Indians in a battle of Indians here in the nightcap. So not one, not two, not three, not four games coming your way right here on K101. Stick with us. It's the 8th annual Shattuck Shootout. We got championship basketball coming your way right after this on K101.
At Goins Home Furnishings, we make buying for the holidays an easy and pleasant experience. Goins Home Furnishings has the Tri-State's best selection of home furnishings. You will find great offerings of bedroom, dining room, and living room furniture. In addition, there are literally hundreds of lamps, wall art, area rugs, media consoles, and tabletop accessories. You will find everything at everyday low pricing, so there's no worry about missing a Black Friday or a holiday promotion. Goins Home Furnishings remains the Tri-State furniture destination. That's Goins Home Furnishings at 1st in Oklahoma in Woodward, Oklahoma.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
I love the Army. You just have this brotherhood that you can't find anywhere else. Since coming home from war, I've tried so many different things. I just remember thinking, like, it's over.
After being forced to medically retire, Angie battled addiction to prescription medications, eventually losing her house and marriage. Then she found Wounded Warrior Project.
And so I went online, I signed up, and I knew that Wounded Warrior Project was definitely my new community. One of the staff members, she put me in for peer mentor training. It was like for the first time someone recognized something good about me and thought that I had something to give back to someone else. Are you doing okay otherwise?
I've kind of picked up woodworking with my grandfather,
so. Oh yeah, I got 3D stuff.
All those activities gave me a new way to live without drugs, a new way to live without feeling like I'm broken. You can live a meaningful life after traumatic experiences.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Welcome back here to Indian Fieldhouse here at Shattuck Gymnasium, home of the Shattuck Indians, the Taj Mahal, as it's affectionately known as. It's a great place to watch a basketball game, and we're going to wrap up what's been a fantastic tournament historically. Really, last year, as we mentioned in our first day here, we talked a little bit about it, but the champions last year, two teams who won, made it all the way to the state semifinals for the girls and the boys in Visai and in Forgan. Now, Visai had been eliminated, so that we will have two new champions this time around. Forgan was not able to make the trip due to some illness, so there is a little bit of changes, but every team that has went to win this tournament has went on to a pretty deep postseason run and went to state in almost every case, at least the quarterfinals of state. So it's traditionally been a tough, tough field, and this year is no different, as right now Boise City is just letting Balco hang around with 4.3 seconds left. what was a 9-point lead with about under 2 minutes to play has now been whittled down to three with 4.3 seconds to shoot. The Balco Bison could actually send this into overtime. So when we went on the air, we did not think that was going to occur, but look at the Bison showing some grit. But we're going to have for you, we're going to start out tonight. It's going to be the Shattuck Lady Indians taking on the Balco Lady Bison for the in the third place game. 18th ranked Lady Bison, they are coming in 10-5. Shattuck's going to be coming in here at 8-4. Both of them, how they got here as yesterday, or winning, both of them winning their openers 2 days ago, as a Shattuck taking down Sayre 44-27 and then losing to Laverne yesterday 42-30 last night, whereas Balco took down Shattuck's JV big 56-24 and then lost to a very good Arnett team 65-48 to go down here. And a little earlier today in the girls' bracket, Bisai took home seventh. They beat Shattuck's JV 45-33. And Boys City's girls won the consolation bracket by a point, 37-36, in a good game against Sayre, who took home sixth place here at the Shattuck Shootout. On the boys' side, a little earlier, eighth place game saw Arnett Wildcats 56-29 winners over Shattuck's JV. They take seventh. And Boys City and Balco right now playing for the consolation bracket. They're not only going to win here, they're going to have to go on and get their trophies. But with 4.3 seconds left, this might be a thriller here between Balco and Boys City. 4.3 to shoot. Balco trailing by three. And Jaden Hall getting ready to inbound this basketball. As the Boys City was up big. It was a bit of back and forth game till this quarter. Nathan Smith, who's been the hot hand, comes up shooting. He's blocked by Caleb Arthod. It goes to Hall, who won't get the shot off. And Caleb Arthod with a real athletic move to block Nathan Smith, who was a hot three-point shooter tonight. So Boys City's going to end up hanging on 53-50 in a tight one. So Boys City's boys and girls winning the consolation bracket here at the Shattuck Shootout, which means it's time for the third place game. It's going to be the home team, the Shattuck Lady Indians at 8-4. Balco Lady Bison coming in at 10-5. And Shattuck, who's won about the three of their last five before coming into this thing. They are coached by head coach Alan Toon in his first season. Previously, Arnett and Fargo boys, or Arnett and Visai and Fargo boys coach, won a 2013 title with the Arnett boys. His son Tyler, the leading scorer on that team. 355 boys wins. He's 56 all time, but now he's flipping over to the girls' side of things. He's going to replace Coach Brian Schoaf, who's still here, actually. He just stepped away for some administrative duties. He's going to assist, along with Coach Drew Miller, the coach for the boys of Shattuck as well. So he will be assisting with the girls today also. And a lot of championship experience, as we mentioned yesterday, with Coach Schoaf also winning a baseball title at Leedy. So guys that know how to win for these Shattuck Lady Indians. For the Balco Lady Bison, led by head coach Brittany Johnson in her sixth season, 81 wins already, her first head coaching job, and she was a fantastic player. She's about to be inducted into the Northwestern Oklahoma State Hall of Fame. That's coming up, actually, next month. She's 12th on their all-time scoring list. She went to Timberlake High School, but she is a very good player in her own right and been a very good coach so far for a Balco squad, who's been ranked almost the whole time she's been there. And she kind of turned them around when she first took over 6 years ago. This was a team coming off of three losing records in a row. Since 2019, she's had them at 19-8, 20-7, 10-7 a year ago in a COVID-shortened season, and 10-5 already. So a great job turning around that program by Coach Johnson. And we're going to have a good one for you tonight, so stick around. Third place game coming at you. It's going to be Shattuck and Balco on the ladies' side right after this. You are listening to the Shattuck Shootout here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. the pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves, it's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Back here at Shattuck, the 8th annual Shattuck Shootout about to get underway. We're going to get two new champions on the boys and the girls side, as both will be no repeat this year. We may have some teams, though, that have won it in the past, as on the boys' side for Visi, they have actually won this tournament, and Shattuck's boys have won it as well. So those are the two that have won before, 2019 and 2020. So we may see them win their second one tonight as they square off for the boys' title. But first, we're going to have a third place, and first, we're going to have the ladies. And we mentioned Shattuck coming in 8-4, Balco coming in at 10-5. Two teams really looking to struggle to sometimes find their scoring sometimes. They're good defensive squads, but a lot of good talent on the floor. And it's going to start with a couple players you need to know. For Shattuck, Jenna Bay, the senior, she's going to come off the bench. She was the MVP of the Laverne Tourney in the Oil Center Classic in 2020 before tearing her ACL. And then in this tournament last year, she tore her labrum. So she has been coming off the bench. She's just now trying to get back into game shape. She's got a brace on her right knee, but she's going to come off the bench, play a little bit less minutes than she normally would play, but she'll play starter minutes nonetheless. She is the biggest scoring threat for Shattuck, even though she doesn't start really with the ball, because just coming back, just kind of getting her sea legs under her. She's one to watch as she develops, this team goes, because they really need to sometimes struggle to get buckets. They're very good defensively. They're going to get steals. They're going to get turnovers. They're going to get transition buckets. But a big question with these Shattuck Indians from night to night is who's going to step up and shoot for them. And they're going to need somebody to get buckets tonight, because they're going to need all they can against this Balco Lady Bison squad. A couple names you want to know there. Sawyer Stockton, the junior, averages 17 a game, 6 rebounds a game, 3 assists a game. She can catch fire on any given night and light it up. And that's what somebody Shattuck's going to have to keep an eye on. Also, very good point guard battle in this one. Carolyn Olvera, the senior, she was All-Tourney Oil Center Classic. She averages 10 points a game, 5 steals a game, and 4 assists a game. And she's going to be going toe-to-toe with Cameron Bullard, who only had 6 points in that last game. However, Cameron's another one who can really pressure the ball. She can really get the assists. She's kind of the one who sets up the offense here for Shattuck. And who kind of can bother the other one the most may have a big effect or big impact on this basketball game. Down low, you're going to have Aspen Freeman for Balco. She can also get you a double-double at any given time. She was All-Tournament at the Oil Center Classic. A lot of talent on the floor for both of these squads. And both relatively young teams. As you know, you're going to see a lot. You're going to hear a lot of juniors on this squad. There are some seniors. There's one senior, and that's Olvera for Balco. And over on the Shattuck side, Jenna Bay and Emmy Swanson, the only two seniors. So both of these teams are really going to bring a lot of talent back next year, but they're going to need that senior leadership to get out with a victory in this one. So got a little bit of time here before we tip it up. We're going to take a break, come right back. Starting lineups for the third place game. It'll be Shattuck. It'll be Balco coming up after this on your round ball roundup on K101.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Back here at the Shattuck Shootout, getting things underway. First of four for you today. Should be a really exciting day for great basketball. We've already seen a couple real close ones here earlier in the day for the consolation prizes as Boys City, boys and girls winning the consolation brackets in a couple close ones for both of them coming down to the wire. But pulling it out there for the Wildcats, making the trip out from the tip of the panhandle. We got another panhandle team coming your way. The Balco Lady Bison. We mentioned Coach Johnson, assisted by Monty Regeer. No state titles for the Balco Lady Bison. Couple appearances, though, 2011-2012, and looking to can't quite had a lot of ranked teams, a lot of success, a lot of wins, looking to get over that hump. No titles for Shattuck Lady Indians either. They have two appearances, 2013 and 2007. These two teams know each other, have not played this year, so this will be the first meeting between these two squads. Hard to believe it's not that far from each other, but this will be the first one. And going to start with Balco. They're starters. They're in the white with the maroon numbers. They're going to be led by junior Sawyer Stockton, senior Carolyn Olvera, sophomore Emily Trenum, number 15, Aspen Freeman, number 24, the sophomore, and the junior Caitlin Gonzalez, number 23. And for the Shattuck Lady Indians, the same starters they've had since we have had them here for the last couple days. Number 2, Sailor Bullard, the junior. Number 5, Ellery Woods, the junior. Number 12, Josie Oakley, the junior. Number 22, Cameron Bullard, the junior. Their cousins, Sailor and Cameron. And Emmy Swanson, the senior, going to get the start here for the Shattuck Indians. They're going to be in the red with the white numbers. They're going to have the crazy Zubaz stripe down the side of it, if you will. If anybody knows what that is that's listening to me. That is coming down all the way down the side of their jerseys. Balco just going to be in the crisp whites with the maroon numbers. They're getting ready to jump it off. Both teams, Coach Toon, Coach Johnson, going to meet with their teams here real quick before we tip it off. No anthem before this one. They'll do it in between the third place and the title games. So here we go, Balco and Shattuck, third place on the line. More importantly in these tournaments, just get another W. I mean, this is just another test against a real good opponent in a tournament setting and an atmosphere here. It's already starting to fill up a little bit for an afternoon here on Saturday. So join us for your Saturday. Four good ones. It's going to start with Shattuck and Balco. Ellery Woods going to tip it up against Sawyer Stockton. And here we go with game one, day three, Shattuck Shootout. Balco tips it back, and they're going to maintain possession. For the Lady Bison, Carolyn Olvera going to cross the timeline for the Lady Bison. She'll be guarded by Bullard. That'll be a matchup to watch. Freeman spins into the paint, almost stolen away. And that one's tipped away and almost stolen by Sailor Bullard. Goes into the backcourt and gathered in by Stockton, who gets it over to Olvera. Olvera now in the near wing. Freeman in the near corner. Back to Stockton. Hands it off to Olvera. Looking for a teammate. Kings it to the other side. We're going to get a quick three on the wing and drop down. And just like that, Maylee Wirtz getting the start. She plays starter minutes, but now she is starting out there for Gonzalez. Gonzalez currently not in the lineup as a starter. She started last time we had him. Cameron Bullard's going to try to answer from the wing and rolls it in. She gets the shooter's touch. So Wirtz has three, Bullard has three, and we're tied at three with 7:06 to go in the first quarter. Stockton, now a Sailor on her. He gives it over to Olvera. Nowhere to go for Wirtz. Back outside for three for Stockton. That's going to come up short and tracked down on the long rebound by Emily Trenum. And Trenum now gives it up to Olvera. Olvera driving kick. They swing it around. Freeman, deep three for Aspen Freeman. And fighting for the rebound underneath. Shattuck comes away with it. Sailor Bullard tracks it down. And Sailor now crossing the timeline up ahead to Cameron. Cameron back to Saylor. They swing it around the wing all the way in the corner. Open for threes, Ellery Woods, and she knocked it down. Starting out on fire, both teams. Quickly picking up some threes, all our points on threes. It's 6-3 Shattuck with 6:19 to go in the first quarter. After a cold shooting yesterday in the opener, now we're starting out red hot. 5-5 was the Laverne Shattuck first quarter. It's already 6-3 in the opener here. Quick three this time, top of the key. That's going to be missed by Stockton, and another rebound this time by Cameron Bullard. Quickly pushes it up to Woods. She's going to try another one. Heat check for her. That won't go. Fight for the rebound between teammates, and Olvera rips it away from Trenum. Now Carolyn. Defense gets back quickly and goes back into man. Stockton on the far side. Going to try to get into the paint. She spins back into the elbow, kicks it back to Olvera. Nowhere to go. Olvera, a little dipsy-doo moves, gets to the rack. Shot won't drop for it. A rebound by Cameron Bullard. Nice quick move there by Olvera. Got a pretty good look. Wouldn't fall. Score remains 6-3. 5:28 to go in the first quarter. Oakley. And it gives it right back to Bullard on the right block. She lost the basketball, picks it up, saves it just before it goes across the baseline. They drop it down mid-post to Saylor Bullard. She's tied up down there, and we're going to get a jump ball. Good defense by Balco, but it stays here with the Lady Indians. Lead by three with 5:19 to go in the first quarter. Going to be inbounded by Bullard. Swanson and Oakley on the blocks. Swanson sets a pick for Saylor Bullard, who pops out top of the key. Gets it right back to Cameron, who's open in the corner for a three. That one almost went down for her, but bounced right out. Came off the rim pretty hard right to Olvera. Goes down to Sawyer Stockton. She drives inside. Drive and kick baseline. They swing it out to the wing for Freeman, who's open on the wing. And she knocked it down for three. 6-6 and all our points on three-pointers so far with under five to go. And what we thought would be two teams that sometimes struggle to shoot the ball, neither one of them have so far early here. That one tipped by Shattuck, or by Balco, almost stolen away, but goes back to Woods, who saves it, gives it over to Bullard. Back to Swanson. Senior drives, nowhere to go. Hands it to Oakley. Oakley crosses over. Back to Ellery Woods. Now all the way in the corner to Saylor Bullard. And Saylor going to reset it. She looked at Swanson inside. Almost poked away by Olvera. Has to come back. You got to know where she's at. And a hand check foul. Loose ball foul. Trying to steal it from her. Olvera almost got that clean. That is the first foul of the game. And the foul will be on Olvera, her first. She gets a lot of loose balls, a lot of her hands on a lot of basketballs. So you got to kind of know where she's at if you're the Lady Indians. It's first foul for anybody. 6-6, 4-0 in the first quarter. Woods now, top of the key. Saylor Bullard's going to lock one up. She's going to drop it down back iron, no good, and drops into Carolyn Olvera's hand. But she gets fouled that time. Another loose ball foul, and Shattuck trying to take it from Olvera. And we'll see who they tag that with. Looks like. That's going to be on Swanson. So one foul for each squad right now. And the first foul on Emily Swanson. 4:05 to go in the first quarter. 6-6. Both teams shooting it well here in the first quarter in Shattuck. Consolation game with a Shattuck shootout on the girls' bracket. Now Wirtz goes over to Trenum. Trenum down to the post. Freeman spins right hand off the glass and good. Showing a nice touch there for Aspen Freeman. That game was great in the Oil Center Classic. She was all tournament there. Saylor Bullard, swing it back, far side to Josie Oakley. Bounce pass into the elbow to Swanson. She turns, drops it off down to Bullard underneath, and Cameron Bullard with two more. And the Lady Indians going to need her, and she lost a contact, and she's going to have to get it backed in. I don't know if she got poked in the eye or fell out of there, but either way, she's having trouble seeing, and they're going to have to make some substitutions so she can put this back in. But five quick ones there is Cameron Bullard starting out hot. Now only her eyeball is keeping her from scoring right now. They're going to bring in Harley Schoaf and Jenna Bay and Emmy Swanson. And Cameron Bullard are going to take a seat here for Shattuck. Olvera bringing it over. Gives it over to Aspen Freeman. 8-8 here. 3:21 to go in the first quarter. Another quick three. That's Wirtz. And a rebound back by Freeman underneath the hoop and gets fouled on the board by Schoaf. Good job getting position there by Freeman. That's going to be a first foul on Harley Schoaf. That is the second team foul for Shattuck with 3:17 to go here in the first quarter. It's going to put Aspen Freeman at the free throw line, actually. They're going to say she was shooting. I don't know. Looked to me like it was on the ground, but they're going to give her the continuation. Either way, she missed the first shot. Now we're going to get our first look at Caitlin Gonzalez. she's coming in here for Maley Works. And that free throw drops as they alternate starts, the two of them. Sometimes one starts, sometimes the other one does, depending on the matchup for Coach Johnson. And now Oakley over in the corner. Woods, skip pass. Oakley, corner. Bullard, Sailor Bullard. Bounces once, bounces twice. Couldn't fall, couldn't get the shooter's roll. And a rebound by Balco, who leads by one. 9-8, 2:58 to go in the first quarter. Cut off there was Sawyer Stockton. Done a nice job on Stockton, have the Indians not letting her get free for shots. Right now, Ellie Woods face Gardner, trying to keep the ball out of her hands. Trying to blow, stolen away there by Sailor Bullard. Olvera trying to get fancy with it, and Shattuck with great defense. Drive inside by Schoaf, kick outside to Jenna Bay. Shows ball, skip pass far side to Woods. She's open in the corner. She knocked it down. Ellery Woods with 2 threes. She's got six. Shattuck back in front, 11-9. Another lead change in this one, 2:27 to go in the first quarter. And Olvera. Oh, nice cut by inside by Trenum. Couldn't quite get her the basketball. Said they pull it back out. Olvera from the wing wants to reset. She gets into the paint, drives inside, tries to get her, force her way in. She's going to get hacked on the arm on the way through. And I see who they tag that foul with. That'll be the third team foul on Shattuck. And that's going to be Schoaf's second. So off the bench, Harley Schoaf already picking up her second foul. We'll see if they bring Cameron Bullard back in, who appears to have fixed her contact. And then she's going to go over to the scorer's table here. She'll check in the next dead ball. Lofted inside by Olvera. She overthrows Trenum. Ball's in the backcourt. Tipped around and saved by Stockton, who quickly gets it over to Trenum. Back to Stockton. Quickly forward to Gonzalez. Now the corner to Freeman. Good job by Balco saving the possession. Freeman drives inside. She's wrapped up off the glass. That shot won't fall. Rebound Jenna Bay. Good look by Freeman. Wouldn't fall for it. Under two to play here. 11-9. Shattuck in front by two. First quarter. Drive by Schoaf, kick outside, three for Bullard. It's going to wedge itself between the rim and the backboard and fall out and go right down to Balco. And I think we're getting our first time out of the game. So Coach Johnson wants to discuss it. Shattuck leads by two, 11-9, minute 41 to go in the first quarter. It's the consolation game in the ladies' bracket here at the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
Security State Bank of Laverne has been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easy with their 24/7 customer service. You can visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank or stop by in person at 111 East Jane Giroux. Security State Bank of Laverne, a proud supporter of the community, students, and athletes, as they know how important it is to help the community build a strong future. Security State Bank of Laverne is a small town bank with big bank capabilities. Member FDIC.
Back in Ellis County, the Shattuck Shootout, the 8th annual Shattuck Shootout. What a tournament it has been since it's been here. We were talking about that yesterday, just the depth of competition and the level of talent here at the Shattuck Shootout has just been incredible. And it's no different this time around. Right now it's 11-9. Shattuck leads Balco by two in the first quarter. Consolation game of the girls' bracket. Minute 41 to go in this quarter. And Balco going to start with a basketball in this last minute 41. Coming out of that timeout by Coach Johnson, her first. We're getting ready to see another substitution as Cameron Bullard is back in the game. She's out there with Bay, with Oakley, with Woods, and with Sailor Bullard. Now Sawyer Stockton flips it over to Emily Trenum. Up there with Gonzalez, with Freeman, with Olvera for Balco. Now Stockton gives it back to Trenum. She's got Bay on her. They give it over to Stockton, guarded by Josie Oakley. She drives and kicks outside. Gonzalez, corner three, air ball. And Freeman, though, with a nice backside rebound. She's already got four rebounds in this game. Freeman drives in, flips it over to Olvera. Back outside, three, Emily Trenum, long three, and she hit it. That was a deep one. And she has her first 3 points of the game. Balco is back in front, 12-11. Another lead change with under a minute to go. Nice job of the patience coming out of that timeout for the Lady Bison. Now Jenna Bay swings it over in the far corner to Oakley. Oakley drops it into quick shot in for Woods. A nice little pop from the mid post. Ellery Woods has eight already. 42 seconds to go. In the quarter. And a drive by Olvera. She drives right into traffic, and that shot altered by Bay. Nice rotation by Jenna Bay. Missed the shot. Goes back to Lady Indians, who trail by one. 30 seconds to shoot for Cam Bullard. She gives it over to Jenna Bay. Looks inside from the elbow. Oakley, and she knocked it down. And now the Lady Indians coming out shooting the lights out here in this first quarter. 15-12 as everybody's hitting shots. Really, for both teams have shot it pretty well. 10 seconds to shoot now for Balco. Olvera's got it at the top of the key, setting up the offense. She gets a screen from Freeman. Gets around, goes baseline. Nice shot fake with block. Oh, fouled from behind. And that was a nice shot fake by Olvera. Got Bay off her feet, and Jenna Bay is going to pick up her first foul. That is the fourth team foul already for Shattuck, as well as they've shot it. They got to watch fouls. There's 1.9 seconds to go in the quarter. Olvera going to go to the free throw line for two, and she hit the first one. She's on the board with a point. Looks like Caden Sager going to check in, as well as Haley Pearson, this last 1.9. Also, Wirt's going to come back in. They're trying to keep anyone from picking up any cheap fouls with 1.5 to go. Olvera's second free throw won't fall. Rebound Shattuck, and they're going to call a... Nope, that is going to be it. They're going to let the buzzer sound. So that's going to be it for the first quarter. Shattuck leads by two over Balco, 15-13. We'll be right back here. You're listening to the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back at Shattuck Gymnasium here at Indian Fieldhouse, 15-13 home team up to after one quarter as red-hot Ellery Woods, who has 8 points already. She's on pace for 32. I don't know if she'll get that many, but right now she's got the hot hands, hit a couple threes, and also showing a little bit of skill, shooting a little closer to the basket. So right now she's got her team in front by two, but Balco going to start this quarter with the basketball. It's going to be inbounded by Sawyer Stockton. She throws it into Olvera, and that's going to start this quarter for the Lady Bison. Olvera going to cross the timeline, trying to direct traffic, trying to get everyone in the right spot. Everyone lines up. She gets it over to Stockton on the wing, guarded by Bullard. And Stockton cut off by Bullard, drives a kick back outside to Sager. Caden Sager staying in the game after that time, after that quarter. They kick it to her. She's going to shoot a three in the wing. It's going to bounce right back. She tries to follow her shot, and a rebound by Bullard. Good look by Sager. Wouldn't fall. Over to Bay. Thought about a three, said no. She's going to skip it over now to Saylor. Right back to Bay, who cuts streaking across the lane. Gets it, doesn't decide not to shoot it on the block, and kicks it back outside. Swanson, who's back in. Tipped right into Bay's arm. She tries to save it. She goes right almost into our table here and kicks it right back to Balco. Stockton now has a breakaway off the steal and takes it in and scores. Bay saved it right back to the hands of Sawyer Stockton, and she took it the length of the floor to tie it up at 15. 7:06 to go in the first quarter. Now Cameron Bullard drops it into the paint. They kick it back out to Saylor. Skip it. Try to find Cameron, who cutting down inside, hits the deck hard. She was trying to flash down into the block, and she was guarded by Emily Trenum, who picks up her first. It was a right idea there by Shattuck. It just couldn't quite connect off the foul on Trenum. It's third team foul for Balco, not a shooting foul. They drive it back over to Woods. She's got the hot end. She's going to stop and pop in the free throw line. That's her first miss of the game. And it's going to be tipped and go out of bounds, and we'll go back to Balco. They're going to say off Shattuck on the rebound. Somebody got a fingertip on it. Goes back to the Lady Bison with their chance to take the lead. Multiple lead changes in this one. A chance for another one here if Balco can score. Now over to Stockton on the wing. Almost poked away by Saylor Bullard. She's going to dive after it. Bodies on the ground, and they tie it up. And they're going to call a carry and a travel on Stockton, who's just trying to save the basketball. Good defense there by Saylor Bullard, forcing the turnover, giving the possession back to her squad. Good hustle by Saylor. Now in the corner for her, she's going to take the basketball. Dribbles around, gives it over to Bay. She's looking in the post. Nobody open. Swanson down on that left block. They don't get it to her. They fling it over to Woods, who's open from the short corner. She misses a two. Not an 8-footer. Wouldn't fall for her. Rebound, Olvera. Olvera driving. Nice pass underneath to Sager. Kicks it back to Freeman. Freeman shot fake. Driving the paint. Right hand stripped away and stolen by Shattuck. Goes right to Sailor Bullard. More good defense that time by Cameron Bullard. That skip pass poked away by Olvera gets the steal. It goes right to Trenum, who's looking down. She flips it to Olvera under the hoop. Oh, she falls down, loses her footing. She slipped. The ball's on the ground. A couple different players going down for her. They're going to call a jump ball. That possession arrow, though, is going back to Shattuck. Tough break for Olvera. Just lost her footing on the jump stop. Ended up losing that basketball. It then goes down. And ball goes back over to the Lady Indians. So dotted up at 15 here for the last few minutes in what's been a low-scoring second quarter so far. Only 2-0 Balco. 5:51 to go in the half. 15-15 the score. Now Charlie Schoaf back in the game for Shattuck. They flip it over to Oakley. Loses the basketball. Went right between her arms and goes out of bounds, and a missed opportunity there. An unforced error. And that pressure defense from Balco getting to the Lady Indians a little bit there. And once again, Lady Bison with a chance to, again, take the lead back. Still tied at 15 for a while now. 5:31 to go in the first half. This quarter starting to look like the first quarter of Laverne Shattuck, which ended at 5-5 yesterday in our semifinal. And right now, Carolyn Olvera drive outside, hands it off to Sager. Sager curls around, gives it to Freeman for three in the wing. It's an air ball, going to go long and go out of bounds. Back to the Lady Indians. So both teams starting hot, but cooling off here in the second quarter. Seen a few misses from both squads. And 5:09 to go here in the half. It's still 15-15. Oakley out there with Bay, with both Bullards and with Schoaf. Sailor Bullard's open in the corner for a three. It's going to bounce long, bounce high, and Josie Oakley rips it away in the backside. She tried to bounce past it to the block. It's stolen away by Stockton, and then she gets tagged with a foul. Nope, they're going to say out of bounds. Heard the whistle, but that's a dead ball. Out of bounds foul. I'm going to stay here with the Lady Indians. So must have Stockton must have had her foot on the line underneath the hoop trying to save that basketball. They flip it into Oakley. Corner three, and she hit it. And finally, the scoring drought is over. Josie Oakley's got five. Makes it 18-15. The Lady Indians back in front by three. Olvera now over to Freeman. A little bit of weave, almost stolen away again by Sailor Bullard, who's doing a great job on Stockton so far tonight. Stockton with a jump stop, and she traveled. She turned around to pass it. Her teammate wasn't open, and she hesitated and walked. And now Gonzalez is going to come in for Stockton. Also, Maylee Wirtz going to come back in the basketball game for Freeman. So it'll be Wirtz, it'll be Stockton. Or not for Freeman, sorry, for... Looks like down there for Sager. So Sager coming back out. So Freeman's going to stay out there with Olvera, with Gonzalez, with Wirtz, and with Trenum. Three in the wing. That's Jenna Bay. It won't fall. And fight for the rebound. Gonzalez hitting the deck hard and a jump ball. Schoaf and Gonzalez went to the ground. It's a physical game here. The possession arrow, though, goes back to Balco. They trail by three, 4:14 to go here in the half. And inbounded here to Olvera from Emily Trenum. Olvera slowing it up, 4:08 to go. Low scoring second quarter so far. Olvera trying to back her way into the post, nowhere to go, kicks it back out. They hand it right back to her. She drives inside, gets into the paint, off the glass, right hand, wouldn't fall. Tough shot for Olvera. Went in amongst the trees, couldn't get it to drop. Back come the Lady Indians to Schoaf outside Oakley. She just hit one there. It's not going to fall, though. This is a rebound by Cameron Bullard on the elbow. Back out to Sailor. Top of the key, Jenna Bay. Jenna Bay finds a little space, shooting over everybody. Shot wouldn't drop. Rebound, though. No one boxed out Bullard, and she's going to get fouled. Cameron Bullard going to get fouled on that rebound. That'll be the fourth team foul on Balco, and they're going to give her shots here. And that will be on Emily Trentum, her second. So four fouls for the Lady Bison, and Cameron Bullard shoots that free throw quick. Missed it. She barely touched her hands before she shot that one. She can make it a two-possession game if she hits this one, though. Second one drops for Cameron Bullard, who's got six. 19-15, Shattuck leads by four. 3:35 to go here in the first half. Four fouls on either squad. Olvera drives inside and forces the contact. Took it right at a couple different Lady Indians, and she's going to shoot two. She did that last time and missed a shot. This time... she picks up a foul on Cameron Bullard. It's just a step too slow on that one. five team fouls now for the Lady Indians. Olvera going to go to the free throw line here. First one for Carolyn, up and down. She's got two. She cuts it to three, makes it a one-possession game, 19-16. Shattuck in front. Second free throw here for Carolyn. She eyes it up. She changes and misses that second one. Rebound, good box out there by Jenna Bay. 3:25 to go in the half. 19-16, Shattuck in front. They fling it around to Harley Schoaf's corner. Skip past to Bay. Catches it, hands it back off to Sailor Bullard. Over to Schoaf. Back to Bay. Wing three. She's going to try it. That one's going to go long, and a rebound underneath the hoop by Wirtz, who's swarmed by Indians. Gives it up to Stockton. Sawyer Stockton crossing the timeline. Quickly over to Freeman. Freeman cut off by Bullard. Back outside. Three by Wirtz. Deep three. It won't fall. And another miss. Both teams cooling off here in this quarter. Oakley in the post. Bay back over to Bullard. Back out to Oakley in the wing. Skip pass to Sailor Bullard. Bay, top of the key. Back over to Oakley. Changing directions for Balco. Skip pass again. The Sailor Bullard thought about a three, said no. Shot fake, drive, kick outside to Jenna Bay. Into the post to Oakley. Right block. She spins, nowhere to go. Freeman on her back. Good decision there by Oakley. Now they go back over to Cameron Bullard in the wing. Flashing up to the elbows, Bay. She drives inside. Left hand off the glass. Picks up the foul. Shot won't drop for her. But a smart move there by Jenna Bay. And that's going to put her at the free throw line to shoot a couple. And that's going to tag Aspen Freeman with her first. Both teams with five here with 2:27 to go in the first half. Jenna Bay, the chance to make it a two-possession game. And her first free throw goes down. And Jenna on the board with one. Now Schoaf's going to come out. They're going to bring back in Ellery Woods, who leads all scorers right now with 8 points. Jenna Bay going to try to make it a five-point lead for her squad. Nothing but net there for Jenna, who has two. Also, Swanson's going to come in for Bay, coming out of that free throw. So it's 21-16, 2:27 here to go in the first half. Shattuck leads the Balco Lady Bison. Balco, the 18th-ranked team in Class B. Shattuck, Class A team. It bounces into the elbow. Stockton drive and kick. Look for Freeman. She's closed out quickly by Oakley. Here's the elbow. Looking for space. Gives it to Olvera. Balco resets it. Freeman now with it on the wing. Almost poked away there by Oakley. She kicks it over to Stockton. Back to Gonzalez. Picks up her dribble. Back to Sawyer Stockton. Trying to back everybody in. Stockton finds a little crease. Left hand. Oh, and she hits. She got hacked coming around there. Nice little spin move towards the hoop. Got hit hard for her trouble. She's going to go to the free throw line. That foul is going to be the first foul on Ellery Woods. Sixth team foul for the Lady Indians. One more. Balco will be at the 1-1. A couple big ones here for Sawyer Stockton, who can misses the first one. Back iron. And usually she's a pretty sharp shooter. It's been a little cold so far in this first half. Bison are going to need her. We mentioned at the top, a key for Shattuck would be to know where she's at. Find where Stockton is and deny her the ball. So far, Bullard did a nice job. She missed both of those, though, with nobody on her. Freeman grabs the rebound. It's going to hit a jump ball. Possession arrow back to the Shattuck Lady Indians. So nobody boxed out Freeman, but didn't matter. Shattuck maintains possession up 21-16. Missed opportunity there for the Lady Bison. With a minute 50 to go here in the first half. Cameron Bullard back to Sailor Bullard. They swing it all the way around the corner to Oakley. Oakley looking for a teammate. Balco's now in a zone, in a 2-3 zone. Dropped it in the post. Swanson, spin and kick, back outside, 4-3, Cameron Bullard. That's going to go long, and Oakley with a nice rebound on the backside. Went over everybody's head but hers. Now they bounce it over to Cameron Bullard. She drives into the block, drops it off to the free throw line, kick it back outside, back down to the short baseline on the short corner there for Bullard. He tries to sort of skip pass. It's poked away by Gonzalez and goes right to Olvera. Another steal for Balco. Olvera drives, picks up her dribble. Now she's double-teamed, has to give it back to Wirtz. Now Stockton drives, looking for space. She's cut off. Nice defense again by Sailor Bullard. All over Stockton, who's got to get rid of it. She tries to drop it off. The ball's on the ground, rolls back, and Olvera saves it just before it goes over the out-of-bounds line right in front of us. And she's going to drive inside. Euro step off the glass and good. Olvera caught everyone napping, and she never stops moving. That motor got her 2 points there, 21-18. 1 second she was in front of us. The next one she's at the bucket making a shot, and that's going to be overthrown by Shattuck and a turnover on the skip pass. Woods was trying to look for Josie Oakley. A little too much mustard on it. Goes out of bounds. Back to Balco with 40.4 left. Balco, Lady Bison, can tie it here. Or down three. 34 seconds to shoot. Olvera with the basketball. She hands it back off to Freeman. Over the corner to Gonzalez. Back out to the wing to Stockton. Sailor Buller doing a fantastic job on her. We're not letting her get any space. They give it back up to Olvera. Olvera, she can go in a hurry. She drives and kicks. They swing it around to Stockton. She is open for briefly. She drives out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez tries to find room in the paint. She's cut off. Nowhere to go. Good defense by the Lady Indians. 8 seconds to shoot for Balco. Olvera gets a screen from Freeman. It's stolen away. Nice job by Sailor Bullard. Goes to Cameron. Back to Sailor. Point two. She's not going to get it off in time. And that's going to do it for the first half. At the end of one half, it's Shattuck 21, Balco 18. It's the Shattuck shootout here on K101.
For all of your pharmacy needs, stop by your local Medic Pharmacy and Gifts. Our full-service pharmacies can take care of all of your prescription needs. In fact, they also have Lisa Oakley, a certified hearing instrument specialist, and Remedies and Revolvers in their Shattuck location. Yes, that's correct. Medic Pharmacy in Shattuck is your one-stop for anything from a weapon for your personal protection, Vortex Optics, Traeger's Grills, Gifts, hearing issues, prescriptions, lift chairs, or medical supplies. Medic Pharmacy is a proud sponsor of all local athletics.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today at 580-256-6623.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Welcome back here in Shattuck, the Indian Fieldhouse here at Shattuck. Shootout, 8th annual. It is 21-18 here in the consolation game. Shattuck leads the Balco Lady Bison at the half, and your leading scorer so far. And again, we started out hot, 15-13, and threes were falling. In that second quarter, both teams went ice cold, 6-5. Shattuck won that last that second quarter as shots were not dropping nearly as frequently there. Some good defense, though, by both squads. Particularly, I want to point out Sailor Bullard's job on Sawyer Stockton, who's done a great job defensively so far in this one. Your leading scorer for the game right now is Ellery Wood. She had 8, all of them in the first quarter. She cooled off there in that second quarter. Cameron Bullard's got 6. Josie Oakley's got 5. And Jenna Bay has 2. And if you're Shattuck, it's exactly what you want to see on that scorecard. You want to see everybody getting in on the action. Balco's used to that. They get their scoring from everywhere. Aspen Freeman with 6 right now leads all the Lady Bison. But Maylee Wirtz has 3. Emily Trenum has 3. Carolyn Olvera with 4. Sawyer Stockton with 2. And that's been the story of the game as they've been able to keep Sawyer averages about 17 from getting to the hoop, really from touching the basketball a whole lot. It's, she's really been hounded tonight, and a nice job so far by the Shattuck Lady Indians so far in this one. Again, this is the consolation bracket game right after this. We're going to have the boys, so you're going to want to stick around for that. That's going to feature Sayre taking on Vern and a couple real good defensive players, and maybe two of the top five defensive players I've seen this year in Clayton Mossberg and Logan Freeman, who are some real good shot blockers, real good defenders for both of those squads. And that's going to be a very interesting game defensively for both of us, see how that shapes up. So it couldn't be that'll be our consolation bracket game for the boys. Championship games after this one. Again, we're going to move on. Arnett, 8th-ranked Arnett's going to take on Laverne for the title here a little later. And the Shattuck boys in action tonight around 7:20. They'll take on 18th-ranked Visage. So I want to get you maybe see what else is going on around the state. As we have had some Woodward who is playing for the consolation bracket on the boys' side, but the Woodward girls won the consolation. They beat Lindsay today a little earlier, so they took home fifth at a very tough Jones tournament, so a very good showing there by the Woodward ladies. Lost the opener, put them over there, but since then they were able to kind of fight through and win that one a little bit earlier today. That was the 10 a.m. game there earlier, as they won it by 44-23 was the final over 17th-ranked Lindsay. So a good win there for the Boomer women. And the Boomer guys are going to be should be in action right now as we speak, or right around it. They should be getting down to it. They should be coming up here shortly. They got Perkins tonight, or today rather, is the in the third place game there at the Jones tournament. Deep field out there, and a deep one here right now. We got a close one at the half. 21-18, Shattuck leads Balka. We'll take a break. Be right back here. Join us for the Shattuck shootout here on K101.
Children in poverty. Each one unique, each one full of dreams. They're our hope, our future. They're the reason Children International exists. And even when the whole world changed, the things that mattered most to us stayed the same. Giving children the tools they need to set their own goals and create futures free from poverty.
I have enough healthy food.
I'm learning every day.
I'm healthy and strong.
We've developed new ways to reach children and families in poverty during these vulnerable times, ensuring they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more, so they can achieve their dreams. Learn more about Children International and join us at children.org/help today.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has rhabdomyosarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
K101.
That's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny.
We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K101.
Back here in Shattuck. Shattuck shootout, 8th annual, half to half, the third place game here. Shattuck leads 21-18 over the Malco Lady Bison, as both squads coming out hot and then cooling off a little in that second half. And we'll see what adjustments we're looking to make. And if you're Coach Johnson, I'd say the top thing I'm thinking is trying to get Sawyer Stockton loose, just to get her some good looks. She hasn't had many. May have to set a couple screens for her. May have to look for her a little bit more. Also, Aspen Freeman, who's been the leading scorer so far for them in the first half. You may want to get her some more touches there and start to get boxing out on the rebound. Shattuck won the rebounding battle there in that first half. So Balco in the second half going to have to lock down on that. They're going to start with the ball, and it's going to start with Maylee Wirtz, who inbounds it to Trenum. And down low, right to Freeman, but poked away again by Cameron Bullard. They had a look at Freeman on the block, couldn't get it to her. Bullard with the steal here early, and Shattuck's going to get a quick possession off that steal. Now down in the corner to Woods, near corner. Shattuck going right to left as we're looking at it, the red with the white numbers. Balco left to right, white with the maroon for the Lady Bison. Now over to the corner to Oakley. Bounce pass blocked to Swanson. Nowhere to go. She skips it back over to Woods. Down there mid-baseline for Bullard, who rattles one in. She rolled it in. She was wide open down there. Cameron Bullard got two more. She's got eight. And it's 23-18. Shattuck with a nice couple possessions there to start this half. Steal in a bucket. A couple down screens there for Balco. Sawyer Stockton with the, she's starting with the basketball. And they give it over to Olvera. Olvera back to Stockton. Sets a screen for her. Just kind of flashes in front of her, half-hearted, and throws it over to Trenum. Back outside, Wirtz, 4-3. That's not going to go. Would have counted. or if it went, she foot was not on the line. It was behind it. Drive inside by Cameron Bullard. She drives, and she's going to pick up a charge. Got a little too aggressive that time, and that charge going to be drawn by Sawyer Stockton. That will be Cameron Bullard's second foul. First foul of the half for either squad. First foul for Shattuck. And now Olvera, she crossing the timeline. Flips it over to Wirtz. Wirtz tries to back her way in, nowhere to go. Back outside Olvera, almost lost it off her knee, and she's going to get called for a double dribble, and she did lose it for a sore of sorts as she thought she was going to lose it straight up, and then she got the double dribble. Tough break there for Carolyn. 6:31 to go in the third quarter, 23-18, Shattuck in front of Balco. Now over to Woods. She's looking in the post to Swanson, nowhere to go. Back outside. They swing it all the way around to Sailor Bullard. Swanson flashes up to the free throw line. They give her the basketball. Nowhere to go. They go back around to the corner to Oakley. Now Swanson again on the elbow. Looking for Cameron Bullard. Almost threw it out through her outstretched arms. Said they give it to Oakley. Back inside. Woods turns, shoots off the glass and scores. Good patience that time by the Lady Indians. And Ellery Woods is in double digits. She's got 10. 25-18. Lady Indians in front. Aspen Freeman. Back outside to Wirtz. She finds a little space with the right hand. Little hook shot there. A little scoop shot. She's going to get fouled. Shot wouldn't go for her. Would have counted if it went. It almost went. But she said she's going to go to the free throw line. That'll be the second foul on Emmy Swanson. And the second team foul on Shattuck. Wirtz going to go to the free throw line. Two big ones here, and she missed it. As Balco's left some points at the line so far here in the game with 5:48 to go in the third quarter. Another opportunity here for Wirtz. She chambers it up, and that one's no good. So they miss it again. Ball still on the ground, though, on the rebound. Swanson grabs it, saves it just before it goes out of bounds and flips it over to Oakley. Good hustle there by Swanson. Head, Bullard, back outside to Cameron. Oh, nice job slipping the screen by Olvera. Nowhere to go for Bullard. She gives it over to Oakley. Bounce pass up underneath. No one found Sailor Bullard, and she got it on the left block and put it in. She's got two. Go along with a great defensive game. That time, good job moving without the basketball. Good assist there by Oakley. 27-18, 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Freeman now on the wing, trying to back everybody in. Flips it back out to Olvera. Olvera crossing it over. Swings it over to Wirtz. Wirtz looking for best space to Freeman. Top of the key for a three, and she dropped it down, and she's the hot hand right now. And Coach Johnson wants to take a timeout. 5:04 left in the third quarter. Shattuck 27, Balco 21. You're listening to the Shattuck Shootout here on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 47 years of experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust and proud supporters of youth athletics and all area schools.
Back here, Ellis County, here at Indian Fieldhouse. The Shattuck Shootout, first of four here we got for you. The first third-place game between the Balco Lady Bison, Shattuck Lady Indians. And the home team right now leads 27-21 with the basketball and a travel on Woods. She took off a little bit, shuffled her feet. She had the ball in the corner, and just like that, coming out of that timeout, big turnover. For Shattuck, gives the ball back to Balco, trailing by six, but a chance to cut into the lead. Drive inside, right hand Olvera, and she gets called. She gets called for a travel. So back-to-back travels. Going to set things up right back to the Lady Indians. Thought she got fouled, but instead it's going to go over to Cameron Bullard. Corner to Woods. Sets a screen for her. So Woods comes around, gives it up to Sailor. Sailor picks up her dribble. Has to drop it back off to Woods in front of us here in the near wing. She gives it over to Cameron Bullard. Almost stolen away by Olvera. She's going to go after it. There's balls on the ground. Oakley goes down for it. And we get a timeout by Coach Toon to save the possession. So 4:26 here to go in the half. Another quick timeout. Shattuck leads Balco 27-21. You're listening to Round Ball Roundup in the Shattuck Shootout on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here in Shattuck, 27-21, Lady Indians in front of Balco, and we're getting another carry just like that, another turnover. This time, Emmy Swanson trying to high dribble it over Olvera, and she gets called for a travel. So coming out of that timeout, they saved the possession, then gave it right back. It's got to be frustrating for Coach Toon there coming out of that last timeout. Now they give it back to Maylee Wirtz. Wirtz, little crossover. She's cut off. Good defense again by Cameron Bullard, and a steal goes right to Sailor Bullard. Great defense by the Lady Indians, who've been solid defensively today. Oakley driving kick. Woods is open in the corner for a three, and she knocked it down. Can't leave her that wide open tonight. She's on fire. She's got 13. It's 30-21. Shattuck in front with 3:50 to go here in this third quarter. Olvera looking for space. Tries to back everybody in with the right hand, and she gets called for a double dribble. She put both hands on the basketball as she was trying to spin inside. And you can't do that, and that was a turnover. So both teams struggling a little bit, turning the ball over in this third quarter. Been multiple turnovers here. A lot of that attributed to pretty good defense. But 30-21, Shattuck, a chance to make this a double-digit lead with this possession. Woods at the free throw line, back outside to Sailor Bullard, drops it into the right block to Swanson. She's nowhere to go. She's got Freeman on her back. Shows the ball, bounces it back outside to Sailor Bullard. Back to Swanson for three. She's going to turn, shoot, score! Emmy Swanson's on the board with three for the senior. 33-21, playing in her final Shattuck shootout. So it's nice to see the seniors get on the board. Now over to the corner to Freeman. She drives back outside to Gonzalez. Gonzalez spins back into the paint, into traffic. Right hand won't fall, and a rebound by Swanson. Good defense there. Good sequence by Emmy Swanson. Woods now in the corner. Back out to Oka. They swing it around. Cameron Bullard, wing three. That's going to come up short. It's going to bounce back. Swanson's going to try to save it. She's not going to get there in time. And it's going to go right back to the Lady Bison, who trail 33-21. And now Harley Schoaf, Jenna Begg, going to come in for Swanson and for Sailor Bullard for the Lady Indians. 2:46 to go in the quarter, 33-21. This quarter been all Shattuck so far. Olvera looking to try to stop the bleeding, get a little momentum going back to the Lady Bison. She gives it to Wirtz. Wirtz picks up her dribble, has to give it back to Olvera, the point guard. Drive back to Wirtz, into the corner for Freeman. She's trying to back everybody in, almost stolen away, and it was Cameron Buller got a hand on it, went to Woods and a jump ball. Possession arrow going back to Shattuck. That was all set up by great defense by 22. Another turnover by Balco. And the Shattuck defense looking sharp. Played well last night in the loss to Laverne. The defense has always been there. They're shooting the ball much better in this one than they were yesterday. Schoaf drive, kick it back outside. Top of the key to Bay. Base cut off. Good defense by Olvera. They flip it over to Oakley. Oakley looking inside. Threw it to the knees of Woods. It's on the ground. It's saved on the ground by Cameron Bullard. But they're going to say a foul as she tried to grab it. So loose ball foul on Caitlin Gonzalez. And that is going to be the first team foul for Balco. They're going to inbound it under the hoop. Sager's going to come in now for Maylee Wirtz, or for Emily Trenum, I'm sorry. So Sager going to be out there with Gonzalez, with Wirtz. And poked, that one's poked away by Wirtz, goes out of bounds. With Gonzalez, with Wirtz, with Freeman, with Olvera. Shattuck's got Schoaf, Bay, Woods, Bullard, and Oakley, who are now on the floor. They drop it over to Woods' free throw line. One pass down to the post to Bullard. She's going to hand it off to Bay, who shoots a little fadeaway with the right hand and gets it to go. Jenna Bay has four. 35-21, and Lady Indians starting to pull away with it. Aspen Freeman, top of the key. Now to the wing. Wirtz looking for space. She's going to be fouled from behind. I believe that might be on Woods. Let's see, it is on Ellery Woods. Two on Ellery. Three team fouls on Shattuck from the minute 37 to go in the third quarter. Balco going to maintain possession, desperately needing a bucket. They've only scored 3 points in this quarter. 35-21. Shattuck in front. And that poked away again and almost stolen by Bullard, who had her foot on the line, or she would have had another one. It's Cameron Bullard had a fantastic game tonight as well. Both Bullards cousins playing well defensively. Olvera's got to find someone to inbound it to. She rifles it into Olvera. They swing it around right back She rifles into Gonzalez, who swings it back to Olvera. She's going to step back long, too, there, just inside the three-point line. It won't go. Rebound under the hoop. And looks like they're going to call a foul on the board on Shattuck, trying to fight for that rebound. It looks like Schoaf, and that's three on Harley Schoaf. Fourth team foul on Shattuck with a minute 26 to go. Gonzalez is going to take a seat. They're going to bring Stockton back into the basketball game. Schoaf staying out there playing with three. They get it to Sager. Sager hands it off to Stockton, who gives it to Olvera. Dribble weave outside. They're going to get a three from Sager. That's going to bounce long. Goes high and a rebound by Schoaf. Almost went over the back of the backboard on that miss. Instead, Shattuck gets the basketball. They flip it to Jenna Bay. Comes flying across the middle. Elbow shot won't go. Rebound by Sager. Good look. Shot wouldn't drop. And now quickly, Shattuck goes into a trap. They get it over to Sager and quickly across the timeline to Stockton. Nice job by Balco. Olvera, nowhere to go. She gives it to Stockton, who's really having a hard time even getting a shot off. And she gets called for a travel and just been a frustrating night for Sawyer Stockton. And she's going to have another turnover. Ball goes back to Shattuck, 35-21. They lead with 51.4 seconds in the third quarter. They have blown it open in this quarter. And it's inbounded now to Harley Schoaf. 46 seconds. Now the Lady Indians can take their time. Up big. 14-point lead. It's two big third quarter here by Shattuck. And now they're going to get called a travel on Schoaf, who took off. Took steps before she took off. Coach Toon didn't like it. He's going to have a conversation with the officials. He says that was not a turnover. Tough call. That would not have been called in the NBA, but it was called here tonight. 31 seconds to go. It's given right back to Sager. Sager looking to her left, to her right. Finally gets it Olvera. Crosses over 22 to shoot for Balco, and we're going to get a travel this time on Olvera. So dueling turnovers. A lot of travel calls in this game. Travel and double dribble calls in this game have been prevalent. And now Schoaf with 17 seconds left for the Lady Indians, who are comfortably in front right now with one quarter to play after this 11 seconds. They drop it down to Oakley. Back out to Schoaf. They flip it down to the block right side and poked away underneath and balls on the ground and tied up. Bay and Sager go for it. It's going to be a jump ball and go back to the Lady Bison. Only 1.3 seconds, though, for them to get a shot off here. And a pressure going to be applied full of the full court variety by the Lady Indians. A little bit of a 1-2-2 trap and press. 1 second to go. Olvera's got to shoot it. She's not even going to get close. And that's going to do it for three quarters. At the end of three, Shattuck well in front, 35-21. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this. It's the Shattuck Shootout on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
The "I didn't realize you liked me that way" deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's. Get the new 2 for $3 offer on a tasty sausage burrito or sausage McGriddles. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just $1.69. Price and participation may vary.
Back here, Indian Fieldhouse here in Shattuck. Lady Indians home team up big, 35-21, coming into the fourth quarter. And Harley Schoaf going to start the basketball. She gets it over to Cameron Bullard. Corner, Jenna Bay for a three. That's going to come out, and a rebound by Oakley off the miss. Another nice rebound by Josie Oakley. He's been big on the boards tonight for Shattuck. Bullard now over to Schoaf. Schoaf flips it back to Saylor, back to Cameron. Now corner for three. This time Oakley on the wing, and she knocks it down. And Josie Oakley's got eight. And a much better offensive showing, much better shooting night for Shattuck, who lead now 38-21 after a 14-3 third quarter that blew this thing open. It was 21-18 at the half. Trenum's going to drive. No one stopped ball, and she gets fouled. I think they were surprised she was going to take off. She took off towards the rim, and nobody stopped her, so she picks up a foul. That'll be a 15th foul on Shattuck. And Josie Oakley's first. Hard to believe, as well as she's rebounded tonight. She only has one foul. It's going to put Trenum at the free throw line and almost rolls out on her, but stays down. She's got four. Man, she's going to try to shoot another one. Sawyer Stockton comes off. Gonzalez coming back on for Balco. Second free throw won't fall, and a rebound by Jetta Bay. 38-22, 7:13 to go. Bay slips it inside. Nice pass underneath the Sailor Bullard. Looked everybody off and dropped it down to her on the block, and an assist for Bay, and Sailor's got four. 18-point lead for Shattuck with 7 minutes to go. And just when it looks like, you know, Balco might get some momentum, Shattuck just takes it from him. Now the left elbow, Aspen Freeman. Kick back out to Trenum. Trenum guarded by Schoaf. She gives it to Wirtz. Wirtz with Oakley on her back. Kicks it back out to Trenum for three. High arcing shot won't go. Comes up short, goes out of bounds. And back to the Shattuck Lady Indians. So 6:41 to go. An 18-point deficit for Balco. Shattuck well in front here on their home floor. And it would be a big win for them. Move them to 9-4 if they hold on to this. They've won three of their last five, nine of their last 12. Starting to play a little better here lately. Bullard now in the corner to Woods. Back to Sailor and over to Cameron. Right back to Woods on the wing. She's got the hot hand. She's closed out. Nowhere to go. Far corner, Sailor Bullard. She flips it back to Cameron. Cameron cut off. Nowhere to go. Right back to her cousin on the wing. They drop it down mid-post. They drop it back to Swanson at the free throw line. She tried to make the extra pass to Woods, and it's going to be poked out of bounds. It's going to go out of bounds on Ellery Woods and back to the Balco Bison. 40-22. Shattuck in front. Plenty of time left for Balco. 6:05 to go. They got three timeouts remaining to use. And Olvera gives it to Freeman. Freeman trying to back in Bay. This time left hand off the glass. Tough shot. Good defense by Jenna, but Freeman gets her own miss coming back from the baseline. That one almost poked away, though, in a fight for the basketball. Sailor Bullard got a hand on it. Goes to Olvera, but great try by Sailor Bullard, who almost got another steal and a coast-to-coast lay-in. Said it goes back to Balco. Olvera drives. Left hand off the glass. Tough shot and drops for her. She's got six. Makes it 40-24. Balco needed that bucket. They get it over to Woods in the mid post. They drop it, swing it all the way back around to the near side. Cutting across to Swanson, stolen away by Sager. Bodies on the ground as Sager hits the deck and flips it up to Olvera. Olvera, hesitation with the right hand, off the glass and hits it in. She's hit her last two and she's got eight all of a sudden. Just like that, it's a 14-point lead, 40-26. They try to flip it down to Sailor Bullard and she gets tied up. They're going to call jump ball as Gonzalez came running down there. And a turnover by Shattuck. And with 5:05 to go, a 14-point lead for Shattuck. A chance for Balco. Big possession here. They can cut it to 11 after being down by as many as 18 if they can score here. Olvera back outside to Freeman. High dribble. Kicks it out to Gonzalez. Gonzalez changes directions, trying to get that Shattuck man defense moving. Crossover, Olvera over to Sager. She's open in the corner for three. That one rolls out for her. Fight for the rebound under the hoop, and coming away with it is Emmy Swanson. Baseball pass down to Sailor Bullard on the far end. She's going to stop, pop, and miss the shot. Rebound, though, by Swanson. Back out to Woods for three. That's going to come up short, and the ball is going to bounce out of bounds and go back to Balco. Couple good looks there for Shattuck. Couldn't get it to fall, and instead it's going to go back to the Lady Bison. Trailing by 14, another opportunity, 4:21 to go in the game. Running out of time, though. They do have a ton of timeouts. Now with the basketball's Trenum gets a screen from Gonzalez. Tried to pick and roll it, but she's covered up by Woods. Olvera back, long three for Trenum. NBA range, it's going to come up short. Long rebound, though, goes to Olvera. She flips it over to Freeman. She stops and shoots from the baseline. It won't fall. And it's going to hit the ground and go off of Bullard. And another break for Balco. And just when it looks like you might be able to claw back into this thing, or put it away for Shattuck, they kept letting them hang around as Swanson now and Woods are going to come out. Schoaf going to be out there with Oakley, with Bay, and with both Bullards for the Lady Indians. Flipped inside. Sager's open for three. That one won't fall. She's having a tough night shooting. Long rebound for Freeman. Tries to save it, but she throws it right back to Jenna Bay. She's got numbers. Takes a one-on-two. Left hand gets the foul. Shot wouldn't fall for her. She's going to go to the free throw line, and that's going to be two on Olvera. Only a second team foul on Balco, and a good foul by Olvera. It's going to make Bay earn it from the free throw line. 40-26, Shattuck in front, 3:47 to go. Lady Bison running out of time, and Jenna Bay makes them pay, hits the first one. She's got five. They're going to flip it back to Jenna. Trying to increase this lead. She eyes it up, and nothing but net. Two good ones there. She's got six. She barely touched net on both of those. It's going to go to Balco, trail 42-26. Now over to Freeman on the wing. Aspen picks up her dribble, kicks it back, all poked away by Schoaf, goes out of bounds in front of the over the scorer's table. They're going to say out on Balco. So Schoaf got tipped it. Must have been tipped off the finger of Sager and goes back to Shattuck. Now Bay, stutter step, left side, takes it to the rack, gets the foul, and almost scores the bucket. Quick first step there by Jenna Bay, showing some of that athleticism we've seen before, getting a little more comfortable out there. That'll be the third team foul on Balco, and that'll be Sager's first. Puts Jenna at the free throw line one more time. Chance to get a few more, and that one's going to be long. Too much arm on that one. 42-26, Bison running out of time. Again, they do have three timeouts. And Shattuck is about to be put them in the 1-1. Second free throw falls for Jenna. Makes it 43-26. Balco needs buckets. They've had some good looks at three, and they have not got them to drop. Couple screens. Let's ask them Freeman free. She takes it at the wing. They give it to Gonzalez. Now in the corner. Olvera, other side, Sager. They swing it all the way around to Trenum. She weaves it to Olvera. Thought about a three, said no. Out to Freeman. She's going to shoot one. That's a wing three, and it drops down for Aspen Freeman, who's got 12. She's been the hot hand so far for Balco. I'm surprised they haven't given it to her more. Skipped out of the block. Sailor Bullard spins. Right hand. Almost got it to go. Wouldn't go. Fight for the rebound, and Freeman comes away with it. 43-29. 14-point lead out. She tried to throw it to Trenum and rifled it into her. It goes out of bounds right in front of our announce table. A little too hard of a pass to a teammate who was just a few feet away there. That's going to be Shattuck's basketball, 43-29. They lead, 2:42 to go. They bounce it into the post, goes through the legs of Oakley, and Freeman comes away with the turnover. Balco running out of time. They're going to need several threes and some misses and some turnovers here. Almost lost one there as Freeman mishandles that pass. She's going to spin inside, almost walked with it. Cutting inside is Olvera. They passed it to her, but it went off her knee and out of bounds, and that's going to go back to the Lady Indians, who are going to end up barring a flurry of threes and steals coming away with this one. They're up 14 with 2:20 to go. And Malco's having trouble shooting the basketball. Shoot it from the wing. That's going to come up short, and it's going to go back to Olvera. Olvera almost stolen away by Schoaf, gets it over the timeline. She's going to stop and pop because they need threes. That one's not going to go. Rebound Jenna Bay. It's a two-on-one. Bay's got Bullard in front of her. Sailor Bullard left block up and in. Another assist for Bay. Another 2 points for Sailor. It's 45-29. Yeah, this half has been all Lady Indians. Olvera now out of the corner. It's Balco looking for points here. Freeman drives, stolen away again. Another poke away. Goes right to Sailor Bullard. Forward to Schoaf, who has no numbers. She's going to pull it back out. She had a one on three. She's going to try to re-attack baseline. Gets around the corner. Tries to flip it inside to Bullard. Pokes it right back to her. She turns, shoots, misses it. Fight for the board. And Aspen Freeman with another rebound. She's had double-digit rebounds tonight. And now Sager on the wing. Right back to Freeman. Other side to Olvera. Olvera driving kick outside to Sager. She try a long three. That just rolls out for her. Caught the rim, backboard, and then out. Goes to Oakley with a minute six to play. And she tries to throw it to Jenna Bay, who stopped running, and the ball goes out of bounds. And in comes Woods and Swanson. And out comes Sailor Bullard. And Jenna Bay going to get a nice hand from the crowd here. Also some more substitutions here for Balco. Haley Person coming in. Sager's in there with Trenum, with Olvera, and with Maley Wirtz. Olvera drives, and she is ripped away from her again as Sailor Bullard is not, or Cameron Bullard not stopping playing defense on Olvera, even with the 53 seconds to go. Right after this, we're going to have the boys. It's going to be Laverne and Sayre, and there'll be some athletes on the floor in that one. That'll be a fun one tonight. They're going to slip it, or today, rather. They slip it back to Olvera, hits a three, and the senior comes away with 11. 45-32 all over but the last 43 seconds. Bounce it inside Shattuck in front, by the way. They're going to turn, shoot. Swanson gets the bucket and the foul. And that's what you want to see from your senior. You're going to go to the free throw line for the and one attempt for Emmy Swanson, who's got five and a chance to make it six. That will be the second foul on Haley Pearson off the bench. Free throw there for Emmy goes down, and that is six. 48-32. Shattuck Lady Indians are going to move to 9-4. Balco is going to drop to 10-6. And that's one last bucket there by Wirtz. Hits a three. And now inside Oakley. It's been a shot by Swanson. Won't drop, and a rebound. Don't fight for the rebound. And that's going to be a jump ball and go back to the Lady Indians. 48-35 is the score. And an inbound there to Swanson. Back outside. Long three for Schoaf. Why not? And rebound under the hoop. 13 seconds to go. And Trenum with a basketball looking to run. Little Euro step. Flips it up inside. No call there. Trying to get a flop underneath by Swanson. And instead going to stay here because it was not called. They're going to say out of bounds on Shattuck. Goes back to Balco. Balco going to inbound. 5 seconds to go here. 48-35. And it's been a long minute and a half for a game that's been well in hand. Sager's going to drive, shoot off the backboard. Won't fall. Tipped around. And that will do it. The Shattuck Lady Indians are going to take home third place. 48-35. They hold on to win this one after a huge second half. We'll be back to wrap this one up and bring on third place boys game. Laverne and Sayre coming up after this. It is a Shattuck shootout here on Round Ball Roundup on K101.